Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Cato's back from Torture Tuesday. Our little experiment this morning was a success.
I guess you've had breakfast now.
Yeah, and yet another place I won't be able to go back to. I'm living myself in the upstate.
Yep.
Oh, they loved you.
Oh, it was good.
Well, this week for Torture Tuesday, Cato, he took some week-old food to a fast food restaurant, and they were very nice about it. They replaced it for him, but I bet they had to be like going, this guy's a pain in the butt.
Mm-hmm. Or at least an oddball, because it's only an odd person that would break that kind of social norm and try to do something like that.
Well, I don't have a list of the worst people every drive-thru attendant has to serve, but I do have the worst people every waiter has to serve this morning. Now, I worked at Hardee's, so I never did really have to wait tables. I would take food out if it was late, you know, cook late. But I never did the wait tables. Tom, you cleaned tables, didn't you?
No. What? I don't know which person you know, but it's not me.
Didn't your mom have to come in and help you?
That was cleaning the sheets table covers.
I was washing the tablecloths and napkins in the back.
Now, he's cleaned his own table with his fingers.
Yeah, we've seen that before. And the waiter's got to be going, what is that guy doing? All right, Megan, you ever a waiter or waitress?
Yeah, I was a waitress for a little bit, and a busser and a hostess, so I'm very familiar with the whole restaurant life.
Oh, wow. Okay, so see if these people are the ones that annoy you.
No, Hawk, I've never been a waiter.
Well, I knew you didn't.
I've done everything in a restaurant, and the one time my manager said, hey, we need you to serve tonight, I said, pay me my regular hourly salary. Mm-hmm. He said, bye-bye. He wanted to pay me the server salary, which is nothing.
Yeah.
Worst people every waiter has to serve, and you know, eventually, is a huge group of annoying teenagers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because they're not going to tip well.
No.
You That's know notorious.
Yeah.
No.
All right. Also, the picky eater.
Yeah.
They want a specific way, or they'll ask you so many questions. Along the same lines, the gluten-free vegan with lots of questions about, does that have any gluten in it? It's like, yes, almost everything has gluten in it.
You're like, I don't know, man. Just like read the menu. See what it
says
in there.
The menu doesn't always say.
No, it doesn't. True.
And I'm defensive on this because I've got family members that are gluten intolerant. And it's not like they don't want to do that. But they're not Nazis about it either.
But, you know, being gluten whatever.
Free.
That weird fake thing.
wow.
Being that, I understand, but it's when you don't want your dressing on your salad, which I don't, but normally they put it on the side. But,
or you order a burger and no onions, no tomatoes.
I just...
That's not an unusual order.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of an example, but just...
Yeah, you don't want your salad, but you want the lettuce on the side, and you want the cucumbers cut sliced into quarters.
Exactly.
And the carrot shredded, and it's like you got all these specialty things.
And can you take this menu item, part of that off, and put it on that menu item?
Apparently annoys you. Got some annoying friends that do that.
No.
Worst people every waiter or waitress has to serve eventually, the awkward couple. No server enjoys having to interrupt the awkwardness of... You know, two people that should have swiped left instead of right. And it's just awkward going over and trying to interrupt them.
Or if they're like super canoodly and they're like, you're scared that you're interrupting like a love fest. You're sorry. Ew. All right.
And like, get a room.
Yeah.
Okay. This is another one. The unwelcome flirter. That's like, this is a place of business. You're not supposed to be picking me up for a date. But the waitress, it's got to be uncomfortable for her or the waiter.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Yes.
It depends if you're single and if you like the person.
Yeah. But then I remember.
That's true everywhere at work. If the guy's good looking, it's okay. If he's a dork, it's sexual harassment. It's like, it all depends on whether you're reading the signals right or not.
You got to feed into it, though, because if they find you attractive, then you're like, okay, I really need to get this tip, you know? So you got to play into it. Yeah.
All right. Worst people every server has to eventually serve is the after church crowd.
I was waiting for you to say it because I was going to add it.
I'm just going to encourage all you churchgoers, tip well.
Yes.
Tip well, because they're judging you.
If your motto is, I only give 10% to the Lord, why should I give more to you? You ain't doing any kind of evangelizing for your cause.
I saw the meme where it said, and it's got a picture of Jesus teaching a kid. It says, maybe I should have said, tip each other as you would like to be tipped.
But I mean, I know servers, and they said they would come in and, you know, pull five tables together and leave a Bible track.
Uh-huh.
And you're not doing your religion very good on that.
All right, unruly table of children. You eventually have to deal with that when we've talked about that before.
Take them out.
Yeah.
It is a mess underneath the table, and they like handing them crackers just to keep them busy, and they're just smashing it and throwing it on the ground.
A friend of mine has a little one, and she always will clean up the floor and everything around the high chair back when he was in the high chair.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the server actually came over and said, you do not have to do that. She goes, yes, I am, because he made a mess.
That's very kind of your friend, for sure.
Okay, worst people, every waiter, waitress has to inevitably serve the birthday dinner. You got the loud, annoying birthday dinner, and then they're, you know, oh, we got to go sing birthday as we roll our eyes again. You know that they got to hate.
If it helps, we don't really like when you come and sing the birthday song either.
That's true.
Yeah. No, that's like my favorite part. Like, I'm like, if somebody's celebrating, I'm like, let's celebrate together. I'm ready to sing.
Yeah.
I'm ready to do all the stuff.
I think they get into that.
All right. The snapper or the person trying to get your attention by raising their hand. We're not in elementary school anymore.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, if the waiter or waitress is ignoring you professionally, that can be annoying.
And you're sitting there, you're trying to get eye contact with that person. Like, you know, so it takes a little bit of a time. It's like, they're not looking at me. You're bobbing and weaving like you're boxing, trying to get eye contact.
But I feel like a lot of times, like, it's not those type of people. Like, they raise their hand, you come to them. But if the people that are snapping
at you. That's rude.
The snappers, yeah. All right, here is another one. The refill king and queen.
You just got to add less ice. That's the remedy
or
to that.
Leave one of those little the jugs on the table so they can pour some more.
Well, and then the waiter or waitress is going, of course, I'll get you another drink, even though you paid 2 hours ago. Would you get out of here and leave?
That's another thing that you really shouldn't do.
Some restaurants do not like you very well if you do.
At least tip or keep buying drinks. And by the way, Tom, it's hard to put a pitcher of tea on a table. Because if you don't drink it all, the rest has to be poured out.
Okay.
I mean, what's tea cost?
It doesn't matter. It's corporate. They're going to not waste any
money. Well, a lot of places I go give us a pitcher of Coke or whatever whenever we order.
Yeah, he is.
And I guess, there's probably tons more I've missed. Last one I have for you, worst people that the waiter waitress has to serve, is the amnesiac. The amnesiac. Oh, this isn't what I ordered. Yes, it is. I wrote it down right here. I'll show you. That's what you ordered right there.
Oh, I meant to order this.
Yeah, I thought I ordered that. Did I order that?
You sure did.
Well, it's also the people that try to memorize the order that you have. I don't like that.
No.
We're like, I want to take your order, and they don't write it down.
You got a great talent, and I don't doubt that you are very good at it, but I'm with you. I'd rather you write my order down so you can go back and look.
Don't perform it at the dinner table. Perform it on America's Got Talent, okay? That's don't do it with my order.
You forgot one. I'm not gonna say my family does sometimes, but we'll have a group of family, and it's like every time the server, could you get some extra butter? They bring the extra butter. Oh, I mean to get extra sour cream. Oh, could you give me a fork?
Yeah.
One at a time, family member will add something, and I'm like, y'all, stop it. Uh-huh. Stop it. They're going to spit in our food at this point.
Yeah. Or if you keep sending something back, like if you just keep sending it back over and over and over again, that's annoying. Like, okay, let's order something else, okay?
Yeah. I don't want to ever send anything back. I'll just go ahead and eat it.
Yeah, I'm that type of person.
Yeah.
I'll pull the hair out of it.
I got a chicken biscuit the other day. Oh, that's gross.
Sorry.
Yeah. It's not that bad. I had a hair the other day.
Did you really?
Let's just pull it out and keep on eating.
Some extra hair on that biscuit, if you don't mind.
A little bit of the hair of the biscuit.
Some curly ones that worry you.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
A few years back, everyone would get Cosmopolitan magazine, and your wife or girlfriend would make you take a test to see if you were supposed to be together or not. And it was every man's worst nightmare.
Or your sister had them, and you just did it for fun.
Okay.
Now there's a whole new realm called TikTok.
Okay.
And they have relationship tests, and there's this orange peel theory, which measures how willing your partner is to perform small gestures for you. But another test has gained popularity recently. It's called the bird test. Have you heard about the bird test?
No.
It's like very simple.
How many people you can use that bird with in traffic?
No, it's not flipping the bird.
How many times she gives you the bird because your relationship's not going well.
It's very simple. Basically, when your partner is around you, and especially maybe if they're on their phone, you tell them, hey, look at that bird.
Oh.
If they don't break away from the phone or whatever they're doing and come look to see the bird, it's best to have a bird in this scenario. That's a sign that maybe your relationship isn't as close as it should be, because they say that relationships are all about something they call bids and ask. And you're basically bidding for a moment of their time. You're asking them, hey, give me a moment of your attention. And if they don't give it to you, that's a bad sign in your relationship. But if they act genuinely interested in whatever it is that you said, then that's a sign that your relationship is solid and they are into you still.
I'm guessing it don't have to be a bird all the time. Maybe you could just say, oh, man, look, our neighbor Charlie's out there in his underwear again. Look, come look at this. Yeah.
I don't know if that's the best choice.
But then when she comes over and Charlie's not out there, like, oh, he went inside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, the bird is better because you can actually wait till there is a bird and then say, hey, come look at this blue jay.
But I think it's just to kind of see if they are, if they're interested in what you're doing. Like if you find something important and like maybe they can put their phone down just for a second to say, hey, like you find that important. I'm going to look at it too.
You are, you're asking for a moment of their time or a moment of their attention. And if they don't give it to you, that's a bad sign in a relationship.
It's like they're on their phone looking at something and you find some kind of fun, you know, video to watch. Mm-hmm. You're like, hey, you got to see this video. Come over here. And then all of a sudden you guys are sharing together with that video.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of getting two phones. Things going again.
But then both of you are addicted to that. Now let's watch another one together and another one and another one.
But bird wouldn't work for me. If you said bird, I'm like, oh God, I need to hear my mom talk about the birds outside our windows all the time. I don't want to see a bird.
Well, that's the thing about the bird is it makes the other person, they have to genuinely give up their time. And maybe it's for something they're not even that interested in, mm-hmm. but they're willing to put your opinion and your values ahead.
But I would not put my phone down for a bird. If you said ice cream truck's coming, I would put my phone down.
But
to
what
get
does that tell the person that you wouldn't put your phone down for them?
Because it's a bird.
How about this?
Unless it's a bucket of chicken, I don't.
You're looking at a loaf of bread and like, is that mold on this bread? Come over here and look at this.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the bread thing. He's talking about the bird thing.
I know. I'm just giving other examples of maybe it doesn't have to be a bird.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying.
It's called the bird test.
Before you know it, she's going to go, why is he so into birds all of a sudden? Are you an actuary?
An actuary?
That's a bird watcher, right?
No.
Let's just say if your lady or whoever asks you to look at a bird, just go look at it. There you go.
Exactly.
Because it's a test.
Exactly. So I've got a situation where this test has been conducted quite a bit, and it's not working. We have birds in our backyard, and we get some beautiful cardinals and blue jays and robins back there.
Oh, my gosh, like my mom on the phone.
And so I'll tell my kids, I'll be like, oh, my God, come check out this cardinal. And they don't even look up.
Uh-huh.
So my kids do not love me.
Yeah.
My wife will still come look at the birds, though, so we're solid.
Yeah, she
but my kids could care less.
Yeah. Now, we were having a family gathering at my sister's house, and this red bird, we all looked at it because it would, at one time after another, it would run straight into their window.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And it did that the whole time we were sitting there eating.
It's probably a cardinal if it was red.
You know, we were eating chicken.
Because they see themselves, and they...
Well, I know that.
Well, for the longest time, we've got one of those living rooms that's got the two floors of windows, and a bird flew into the second floor window, and literally the outline of the bird with its face, and the face looked surprised, and I was like, I don't even want to watch that window because it's so funny. It didn't kill the bird or anything.
It's sad when that happens because we've had birds that hit our windows.
And they die.
And they'll be on the sidewalk down there, but this bird, it kept hitting the window. I'm like, eventually... Isn't he going to learn that?
He's bird-brained.
I told you I had a hummingbird that stayed in my house, spent the night with me one night.
Oh, that's so cute.
No, it was not. It was not. That was the worst bird. Now, I've gotten like birds in my garage before, but it flew. Had the bird feeder, the little hummingbird feeders right beside the door, side door.
Maybe you should rethink that.
I know. I should close it.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, it came in, and then another one came in.
Oh.
Got one out, and the other one spent the night with us and finally got it out in the morning.
I could imagine all night.
No.
And I was like,
imagine if hummingbirds really did do that.
I would like one.
That would be you.
We had a bird get in our garage, and it was a disaster because it kept banging its head on the ceiling. Eventually, it was leaving blood spots. Birds are not super smart. Not those kind of birds.
Yeah.
Parrots and stuff can be smart, but like little jaybirds, they aren't all that brilliant.
Aww.
What would it take for someone to get your attention, though, Kato? Like if they
I said ice cream truck.
Ice cream truck, okay.
Happy hour.
A KFC truck. I think you got a good plan there. No one has a KFC truck.
Yeah, if you said bird, fraud.
Yeah. All right, you'd be a cucumber running now. Okay.
I would put my phone in my pocket.
Why doesn't KFC do trucks? If they drove around with that truck and they had that music they were handing out chicken legs, I would be running out to the street.
No, I don't
do love
legs.
A chicken leg.
But, I mean, I don't understand with all the food trucks we have in town.
Yeah.
A lot of them, if they're not busy on a weekend, ride through neighborhoods.
Yeah.
I know sometimes you have to actually stop and cook.
Well, I mean,
it'd be nice to go down there and put your hand up.
You wrap a burrito or two, keep it warm for me, and have some kind of, you know, music to go along with your taco truck.
I'm here for it.
Just put the burger under a heat lamp and just drive around. That's how we're going to get it when we go to the restaurant anyway.
And then you could say to your wife or your girlfriend, you'd be like, hey, look at that truck with all the food on it. And if she don't come look, you know it's bad.
That relationship's really bad, dude.
Look at that bird truck.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
When was the last time you were bit by a beaver?
Never.
You probably never heard that sentence in your life. But beavers can be aggressive.
I think I've only seen a beaver once, maybe twice in my entire life.
At a zoo.
Well, there's a viral video going on right now where a beaver actually didn't bite somebody. It pooted on somebody. And that's also an aggressive way, I guess, for a beaver to express itself. And this is the viral video. It's a lady talking about it.
We put camera traps out to try and track the beaver activity. But one that did stand out and made everyone in the office laugh was the beaver breaking wind. Beavers, near their tail, they have glands that can secrete this oil called castoreum. And that actually helps them to mark their territory. So we think it's actually marking its territory and communicating to any other beavers out there that actually this is my patch.
There you go. What if we did that as humans? Like, okay, you want to be my girlfriend?
Really?
So that's a viral video going around. So I had to do some research about beavers. Uh-huh. And apparently they are aggressive creatures. Now, I've seen raccoons out in the wild. And like, even if a raccoon hisses at me, or even a cat, if a cat hisses at me, don't that kind of scare you a little bit?
Yeah, for sure. Yes.
What about the geese that hang around the station?
That's scary.
It's scary because I'll walk out the door and you get too close to it and it's got babies. Or
maybe they should have like a scary haunted movie of rabid beavers.
But listen, why does it have to poot on people? Like,
I know. Well, it's marking its territory is what this viral video they're talking about is. But, you know, and when I Google this, there's been a lot of beaver attacks. Even here locally, people have been attacked by beavers. At least one beaver attack on a human that was fatal. Now, this was not over in America, but a 6-year-old fisherman, he was bit by a beaver and it hit an artery in his leg died.
What?
So beavers are scary creatures.
I guess so.
And then in Georgia, it's Georgia Lake, is like a 50-pound rabid beaver attacked a girl swimming and her father beat the animal to death.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
So they were swimming on private property, and the girl's father just took matters into his own hands. And then this one was in North Carolina, Nashville, matter of fact. A few years back, there was a 67-year-old woman. She was attacked by a beaver while paddle boarding on a lake, and the beaver knocked the board over, and she was in the water at that point, and it latched onto her leg, wouldn't let go. A fisherman on the, side there, knocked the beaver off twice, but it attacked again before letting her go, and she needed stitches and also rabies shots. It happened on Beaver Lake.
Oh. Well, there you go.
Don't swim on Beaver Lake if it's cold. Oh,
man.
Yeah. You don't seem amused by this, Tom.
I just, I never really thought much about beavers.
Okay. Well, how likely are you to have a beaver attack you?
I would think very unlikely.
Yeah.
Beaver attacks on humans or pets are uncommon, but becoming more common.
Because they're losing their habitat?
I mean, it could be. Beavers also known to be aggressive and at defending their territory, obviously. What are beaver bites like?
I don't know, but the beaver nuggets are really good at Bucky.
Are they? Yeah, they are.
Man, I have met the Bucky beaver. I have had my picture made with him.
Really? Mm-hmm. It's on the ground. Beaver bites, Marks.
Beavers don't write.
They look like smooth incisions made by a chisel. If you ever get bitten by a beaver. Other beaver-related issues, beavers can damage trees, landscapes, roads, driveways, agricultural lands, wells, and septic tank drains.
Well, that's just, they're just trying to live, and they got them sharp teeth. Of course they're going to bite.
Yeah. And then attacks can occur in humans provoking a beaver by attempting to interact with them. So some people will see a beaver. A lot of times you hear the stories, too, like in Gatlinburg and stuff, they see the black bears.
Yeah.
And so they want to interact with those bears.
Why?
I would not. I would run.
Well, that's just natural selection.
I mean, honestly, I run from squirrels sometimes.
But they just look so cute sometimes. And so I can see like how people would be like, oh, my gosh, it's really cute.
Yeah, let's take a photograph. I want to get a selfie with this beaver right now.
Oh, you're talking about beavers or bears now?
Well, any of them.
I wonder when the mom's coming along.
Yeah, that is super scary.
Super stupid.
Beavers can also become disoriented during the daytime and attack out of fear. I guess, are they nocturnal?
I have no idea. I'm learning so much right now.
No, good.
Wow.
And warning signals. Before attacking, beavers may exhibit warning signals such as slapping their tail on the water or growling at you.
Okay.
They don't hiss, they growl.
Or they poot, apparently. Too.
Well, that's it. So they're going to mark their territory and date that beaver girl.
Beaver girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So.
Learning all the things here, man.
Yeah.
Don't encourage him,
Megan. You'll probably see this beaver, you know, a viral video if you've not seen it already.
I hope not.
I mean, honestly, beaver poots, that's funny.
That is so funny to me.
Yes.
I will always think about beaver pooting now.
It's funny to two of us anyway.
Yeah. I got you, Hawk.
You got my back, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh, you gross.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I'm not a doctor, but I can play one on the radio, and I have a test that you can take right now. It takes 30 seconds, and we can determine whether or not you are going to survive into old age or if you are suffering from a potentially deadly condition.
Oh, can we all play?
Yeah,
we can all play along. Right, you're not going to like it, though.
Okay.
It's the repetitive saliva swallow test.
Okay.
It basically tests how many times you can swallow in 30 seconds without taking drinks or eating food.
Are you doing it rapidly? Like you're purposely doing it?
Yes.
Okay.
The more, the better. So basically, if you're 20 to 39, you should be able to swallow about 8.5 times in 30 seconds. If you're in your 40s, 8 times. In your 50s, it should be 7 swallows. In your 60s, it should be just under 7. And in your 70s, it should be 6. In your 80s, only 4 times per 30 seconds.
What if you do it more and you're in your 80s?
That's great.
Okay.
Oh my
All right. Okay. So, Megan, Cato, you go first.
Okay.
All right. One, two. How many times? How many seconds?
30 seconds.
Okay.
Okay.
So you
all
just
right.
start it when the clock hits 30 here.
Go. 1, 2, 3, go. It looks like you guys are like, okay, they are swallowing.
I did it way more than 8 times.
I got it 7.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I'm out of breath.
Yeah, well, like it's like hard to breathe.
That's good. You guys seem healthy then.
And I think I swallowed a little bit of my tongue and my hangy-fangy.
Yeah, I got a lot of air in there. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll be burping later.
Tom, you ready to go?
I already did it.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah, I did 7 times.
All right.
I'll just barely in there.
I'm doing it now.
Coupon. Yeah, you got it. Oh, look at that expert swallower over there. He's doing great. No issues.
Die
at all.
Tomorrow.
No.
I had trouble because my mouth was dry.
Yeah, I got a lot of air.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're doing great.
I don't know. I mean, I'm close.
Count.
I can't count. I
lost track count to 7. That's a bad sign.
I lost track after 3.
I know. I was talking. I was messing them up.
Yeah.
Okay, your time was just now up.
Yeah. I mean, I got 7.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem like it.
No, I did. Really.
Okay. As a nurse, that is promising. I feel like you're not going to aspirate on anything when you're older.
Well, it's not just aspirating. It has to do, they can actually determine whether you have lung disease, cancer, or dementia, if that's the case.
I didn't know aspirate had to do with your mouth.
You know, I've been coughing up a lung lately. If I'd have coughed that up before this, I'd have got more swallows.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to get more. As long as you get the number, you're good.
Okay.
So if you were able to easily swallow 8 times, that's a great number.
It wasn't easy, and it was 7.
Okay. Well, let's see. 7, where was 7 at? 7 was basically if you were in your 40s. So if you're in your 30s, you should do 8.5 times.
Okay.
Well, based on my lifestyle, I don't expect to live up to an old age anyway.
Well, the bad thing is the things that it suggests are dementia, lung disease, or cancer.
How do you get your saliva glands to work more?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, does it count? So do you have to have like all the saliva in your mouth or like, because you're swallowing
If you were able to swallow, that counts.
The act of
I couldn't
swallowing.
Swallow without getting saliva built up.
Yeah.
So it was like I would sit and wait for the saliva before I could swallow again.
Yeah.
What makes it more saliva? It's like, oh, if I sleep, I drool on my pillow all the time. So.
Well, the saliva is produced right underneath your tongue.
Yeah.
There's literally a gland you can squirt saliva out of sometimes.
Oh my gosh, my brother does that.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
And what's it called?
Yangin?
No.
Gleaton.
Gleaton. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of scary to think that you could be sitting listening to radio right now and trying to swallow and going, wait a second, I'm not getting to the number. What's going on here?
Better call the doctor.
Now, they say that I think women have an easier time of it than men.
Yeah.
And that is not completely taken into account on this. So women, I guess, should get a little bit higher number than men. But they say this is significantly accurate in showing whether or not you're likely to have it. So it'd be a great way to, you know, if you suddenly realize this, you go to the doctor and see if, make sure you don't have some kind of esophageal problem.
Yeah.
Or, God forbid, dementia or something like that.
Acid reflux, that probably takes a number on you.
Acid reflux?
Reflux, I mean, yeah. So if I'm working out with my esophagus.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
So if you work it out more, does it help? Like if you try to like,
I don't think that's the thing. I don't know how much this has to do with saliva production and swallowing, but when you get to your 80s, they're only expected to do 4 times in 30 seconds.
It's like you see that old person in the gym today and like they're just standing there and like, yeah, you ain't working out, sir. I'm swallowing right now. Can you spot me?
It's not really a workout. It's a test to see if you're sick or not.
Well,
I know. We're just trying to train a little bit so we can be healthy.
Yeah, so we can be healthy.
Yeah. It works like that or not.
And I know it does, and I was being stupid.
Oh, well, then yeah. You might have dementia.
Never.
No.
No,
never.
I swallowed 7 times or more. I'm okay.
You didn't even, you lost count at 3.
I was making fun of that, too. I lost count at 5.
One more, you'd had 7.
Yeah. Y'all break it up. We're just talking about swallowing.
This whole room is full of people with mental problems, I think.
You just figuring that out. I didn't need to swallow to know that.
Well, this is something you can try at home, the repetitive saliva swallow test, and you give 30 seconds to see if you can swallow enough times. For young people, it's 8 times. The rest of us should probably be doing 7 or 8, depending on if you're in your 40s or 50s. And when you get to your 60s, it's just under 7, and 70s is 6. So our older listeners, if you just got to get 6 to be okay.
I think it's going to be hysterical whenever people get an influx of calls, like doctor's offices, like, Hawk and Tom said I need to make a doctor's appointment.
Hey, I will point to this. It is supposed to be true. I got it on something besides TikTok, so it might actually be real.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
I owe my best friend an apology.
Oh, you don't.
Sean Tucker.
Oh, your best friend Sean Tucker.
Gotcha. Sean Tucker was texting me not long ago about how he had to do an MRI, and he ended up bailing out because he got claustrophobic. And I said, you're such a wuss. I made fun of him relentlessly.
Yeah.
Well, fast forward a few months later, and I broke my shoulder whenever I was in Italy on vacation, and I have to get an MRI done of that arm now.
Okay.
I went yesterday to American Health Imaging on Woodruff Road.
Yeah.
I got myself set up for an IV. They're doing a contrast MRI of my left arm.
Mm-hmm.
I get put in that machine, and I'm in there for like 30 seconds. And I said, how long are you guys going to have me in this super tight tube with all this stuff pressed up against me?
Yeah.
They said, oh, it's going to be about 20 minutes. I'm like, pull me back out.
Yeah.
I am not going to be able to do this.
Oh.
It's tight in there.
It's tight in there, and I'm claustrophobic.
It's kind of like your clothes. They're too tight.
I'm surprised you don't get claustrophobic more often.
It's funny. One of my friends said, Tom, I can't make fun of you. I don't think I would even fit in there.
Oh, no.
And he's gotten bigger over time.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
But I sat there, and I was telling Megan about this just a moment ago. But it's not that I'm afraid. It's that my mind starts to play tricks on me. I get in there, and I got my arms down by my side. You got this little bulb you hold on to that's your emergency thing. You squeeze it if there's an emergency, which I was like ready to squeeze it already.
Okay, what's an emergency when you're just in a tube like that?
I guess like if you're panic? Like, if you got to get out, you're panic. Probably is panic.
Or you know what? You got to go to the bathroom real quick.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, yeah, go to the bathroom.
But you're freaked out because you could think, I don't want to mess up this expensive scan by having to bail out in the middle of it.
Yeah, you're not supposed to move around. I mean, honestly, all it is like a glorified suntan bed.
There you go.
No, it's not anything like a suntan
bed.
Yeah,
it is.
No, for a couple of reasons. One, no one gets upset if you lift the suntan bed up. You're like, oh, I'm uncomfortable. I'm going to make this open a little bit.
Uh-huh.
But you can't move this MRI. And it's about to, I didn't even get to the part where they start spinning heavy magnets around you at 1,000 RPMs or whatever, and it makes the huge loud noise. It's so loud you have to wear earplugs.
Yeah.
That's what turns you orange right there.
There you go. Exactly.
I've had one in 8th grade. I don't remember going through it. I remember doing it, but I don't remember being an issue. But my dad had to be sedated.
Right.
When he had
you're
one.
In 8th grade, you're a lot smaller.
But I mean, what? Can you close your eyes? Can't you?
Yeah. But see, the second I got in there and it got dark, I opened my eyes to look. And then I was like, oh, God, I'm in this tube. Here's what happens in my brain. my brain starts going, well, what if I need to scratch my nose? I can't scratch my nose because I don't have room to move my arms up there. And then my brain goes, hey, your nose itches. And I'm like, don't do that. My nose don't itch. And it's like, yes, it does. And I'm like, well, it's definitely going to itch within 20 minutes and I'm not going to be able to do anything. I need to get out of here.
You may need to call Marshall Pickens.
Well, what I need is, and I was talking to Megan about this, I'm going to need Valium or something to tell my brain to shut up while I'm in there because I'm not going to be able to do it in my normal state of mind.
It's almost like you have too much life experience to like for your mind to run wild. When you're younger, it's like, oh, like I'm going in this tight little thing, no big deal. But then now you're like, oh, what if this happens? What if this happens?
Honestly, so you backed out and you didn't get an MRI?
I did not. I had them pull me out of that sucker. I apologize. Oh, they said it's not unusual. You don't know till you get in.
So how are you going to practice that at home? Like, you know?
I'm not. I'm going to give the, they're going to write me a medication for some Valium or something.
They didn't give it to you then?
Well, they can't do it. The doctor has to.
Oh, okay. My dad was in the hospital.
So the doctor has to write me a prescription for it, and then I go back, and I'm hoping they give me enough of that to make me dumb down enough to get in.
I had one a few years ago because of my knee surgery.
Now, I had my knee, too. My knee was a breeze.
But
they didn't have to put my whole body in.
They did with me.
They didn't with me. They just put my legs in.
You know, we've talked, you've done Torture Tuesday, and I've told you when I do it, I go into a zone where sometimes I don't even remember what I just did.
Yeah, that doesn't work for this.
You couldn't go into that? Because I feel like if I had to do it again, I would just try to go into that zone where I don't think about what I'm doing. I just have to do it.
Here's what you do. Like I said, like glorified suntan bed. Just put some suntan lotion on. You put your swimsuits on. You know, going in. I'm just getting a suntan.
I'm not an idiot enough for that to work.
I'm just being stupid.
Oh, I thought you were being dumb.
Honestly, no. I'm being stupid, not dumb.
No, but it shows how powerful your mind is, like how your mind can play tricks on you.
Oh, absolutely. And I've had this problem. I've got this claustrophobia thing going now for some reason. And it goes.
What is wrong with you?
I mean,
he's special. Look at him.
He is. He's got his anxiety medicine that he takes, and
listen,
his flat feet, and his diabetes.
You're like a walking science miracle. You need to go to like the Mayo Clinic and have them do research. Or do they do that there? Not the Duke's Mayo
Dedicate
Clinic.
Dedicate your body to science. it's an anomaly.
I think a lot of people suffer from anxiety and I know for a fact they do at the MRI beds because it's pretty common.
I'm not going to make fun of you because, as y'all know, my dentist experience.
That's true.
Why can't you put doors on these open doored rooms? Because everybody down the halls hears me gagging.
He wants to be sedated just to get his teeth cleaned.
I've asked if I could get gas just to do that.
Uh-huh. That one song, I Want to Be Sedated. Like, that's just how I want to be all the time now.
What is that song?
Like, you know, it's like the Ramones. Is it the Ramones?
That's old.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, sorry. I guess I'm showing my age.
No. I mean, a lot of people, you know, nowadays.
They're classic.
Well, I had to bail out of my MRI, and I'm nervous about going back because I'm like, I hope they give me enough medicine to where I don't freak out.
Do you have to pay for the first one?
No, that you get your money back.
Oh, well, that's good.
I didn't get the MRI, and they cost a fortune.
Yeah.
I bet if they told you it's no refund, you would say
no, I wouldn't
that
have. I would have said, well, I'm never getting one then.
I saw MRI on Groupon for half price.
I don't know if I want that one.
It's in the garage.
It's at the barnyard flea market.
He's just being stupid again.
Oh, I'm being dumb now.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.